Okay, I'm just gonna keep going while I'm on a roll here. It's nice, it's like 7:15 in the morning. Just got my Colt 45. I'm gonna go to the Ivy office here. It's like my favorite place to go. Like, it's my solitude place. The Drinking Tree office closer to my house is another one, but this is the official office down here. Okay. I'm gonna try reading Elephant Ink first. Elephant Ink by Oksana Zenigret. This way, people who count math and makeup and fear, forget the hips and body tilt, adrenaline on the brow, furrows, no. Rather splash in wheels, because life ain't no wheelbarrow, or what you can win in a brain fight. Doctors with a racket, robots in the form of pestilent wasps, zeros stacked in electrosyllabic semblance and caloric shed, mega fun, thermonuclear bore. Drippy sluts wrapped up like zombies begging alms. Fucking tax breaks on the kitchen counter, the coffee table, the linen drawer. Licking up blood, sweat, and tears off the checkered tile floor. The definitive measure of tawdry worth and hollow sockets. When we should be riding rockets and treasure the resolvers. And one day we shall. Quando, mascota, when this carnival has become tiresome, I prithee well, why do we persist in grinning to shoot our lips off and hold still while these vampires and empires esteem themselves to be great men and pillars of goodwill? Do we allow them to spin a silver cup on a blind table shim-shammed? We stand in line with silly putty in our mouths for the weak gruel of spectacle, even as we swallow swords for them and eat wooden teeth in sallow shades, in desolate arbors where spines wander lost like garbage in the sea. The nuclear family, trestled in a bed of plucked dove and mint ballad, piked like squabs, smoking in a basement somewhere, strapped to a board, clutch and cord, wrist and rod, hacking up a lungful of toxic shock, over there in plain sight, in the pale mausoleum, the capital thrill creaking like a rocking horse with rickets, crooked from the horse's mouth, cherry blossoms licking the butterfly that sways what fucks a spouse in glory this ash pile. The splattered blood of mothers and children aloft in the shifting winds. The yellow medal of honor. Souvenir skulls choking on a fairy coin. Funny thing being, the only treasure to enter heaven is carried with spiritual arms, which keep their sinew and strength long after this dream of skin and bones. Some tandem effect of this draught we drank in a fever of desire, an erotic dream of lunacy's opposite, the swollen tongue pinned like an elephant above a quill, spitting pits in our face, even as we thirst for an open window in this bullet train of memes and mimes. Drop by drop of strange blood slopes like dew on a pendulous web. And the moth possesses a knack for levitation and drafts in the wind shear peeling off the monarch's wing. And the elephant is quite amazed to be flying so softly. Aloft the magic carpets writ and thistle, the quill plucked so artfully from its heel, bile pumped like oil, and ink spill, locked and trunked, never to turn up its nose evermore, will suffer the absent memory of charred flesh and perfume. It will dance among the cherry blossoms like a free balloon and never taste the pleasure of ambrosia jellyfishing above the palisades of wisdom's silvery mantle gone a rut. Rams and roebucks bashing racks of falsehood, chomping up thorns, feasting upon this marble, the sleeping cosmonaut's worry stone, shivering like a virginal nude in a sun shower. Awakens in her dream sleep with a fountain pen for stabbing evil's mammoth form in its side to skin its hide as a record of this humble people's rapture. Shameless baby angels laughing in a tilt-a-whirl spring of the soul's marrow, squishy and resplendent in perpetual motion. The writ we wrote, tiny hand in hand, tooth and nail, one numberless character, an army of rants marching one by one, sand by sand, we move mountains this way.